1.
2.
3.
4.
And welcome to another edition of 1, 2, 3, 4, the wonderful sounds, the soulful punch of the Menahan Street Band. Great bands out of New York State, and that's from a release that celebrates the great music on the Daptone imprint, Tomorrow's Hits Today. What they're actually doing over the course of this year, over the course of the coming weeks, releasing a track each week showcasing what's coming up for their great label, both on Daptone and their subsidiary labels, Dunham and Penrose. The music we've heard at the start of this program, Queen's Highway from Menahan Street Band, one of my absolute favourites, as I said. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll hear the brand new one from Grant Lee Phillips. You'll know him through his work, of course, with Grant Lee Buffalo. And in more recent times, he's teamed up with a couple of other excellent musicians under the name Exile Follies, John Doe of X and Kristen Hirsch of Throwing Muses. But of course, like all of us, he's been in lockdown and he has a brand new single that was also almost kind of prescient in his ability to read the mood. We'll hear a great moody track, speaking of moods, from Elvis Perkins, which is absolutely wonderful. The latest from Sydney songwriter Christine Jane. I really loved her album when it came out a couple of years ago. I played it on the sleeve, so it's nice to be able to share that with you. And we'll also hear in just a moment from Dead. I think that's how you say their name, sort of with a southern twang, although I think they're from Chicago, which would defy the odds of that pronunciation. Let's get straight into it. This is a group by the name of Mini Bikes. They're from Melbourne. They formed around late 2000s. One little comment that has been attached to the blurb that's sort of written about them. There's not much really that I can tell you other than they've produced and recorded their single with a chap who's worked with Gina Rose Bruce and Jade Imagine, two artists I really like, Tim Harvey and Marcel Borak, worked with Mini Bikes. It says here, it's as if Hall & Oates were a vehicle for good. I used to be against Hall & Oates. I think I've told you my old, one of the only jokes I can remember. Why did the farmer form a punk rock band? Because he was tired of Hall & Oates. Well, I'm not tired of them anymore. I like them. And here's Mini Bikes. See if you think you can draw a connection between the two.
Take a walk.
D. How would you say it? Dead. I'm sort of saying it as opposed to just saying dead. Anything but dead, the sounds of a trio with Emily Kempf as the main songwriter up front. The album will be out in July called Flower of Devotion. I've played the music of Dead on the program before. That's the first single from it called Loner. How can I be utterly alone and chill? Well, perhaps it's COVID times that has driven this song. I'm not entirely sure. But as with their last album, there's something special in the water in Chicago, Illinois, and I really, really like it. That's why I wanted to share it with you when I saw it pop into my mailbox. We started with Mini Bikes. I Can Feel Ya is the name, and there's sort of like a gutsy sort of touch to their 80s synth pop, and I don't know, there's just something about it I really like. A little bit of fun, as I can tell just by the way the promo has been written for the group. It's one of those kind of promos that is quite clever, but doesn't really give you a lot of background to the band. And I think that's maybe the often musicians have this kind of smoke and mirrors approach. They don't reveal so much about them, and they sort of cast these different shadows. You just have to sort of sit down and listen to the track. But as I said, definitely an 80s vibe to it. And there's a particular Melbourne-esque vocal to it that has this sort of swagger, which I like as well. This is 1234 for all the details of the tracks. As per usual, head to the Pimpod website and you'll find links back to the bands, either their Bandcamp page so you can interact with them directly, or perhaps just, you know, the record label involved so you can try and track them down. This next one I've been sitting on for a little while. It's the music of Maria Maita Kepler, who just simply goes as Maita. She is from Portland, Oregon, and has that sort of yin-yang to her music. I like the fact that there's some surging sort of power pop at times, and then she sort of takes the foot off the pedal and goes into more folky territory. But certainly the guitar work on this album lifts at certain times. And again, there's some really beautiful melodies to it. The album is called Best Wishes, and this track, I'm Afraid of Everything.
I'm afraid of everything and everyone. Some fearless state, it won't be long, it won't be long. What am I, what am I to do? Everything I fear I'll see comes true. 'Cause I'm afraid of everything and everyone and everyone. Catch that feeling. Should we?
But you woke up not quite
the music of Christine Jane and her latest single, Ruby Shoes. Christine, somebody I encountered at the ABC in Sydney. She used to listen to a program I did on FBI and then used to listen to The Sleeve, released an album that I really loved, and we sort of got into dialogue over the years and she's kept in touch. This latest single touches on, in her words, that roller coaster that is love and falling out of love. And she has experienced both of ends of that target and that, you know, rush of emotions that occurs on both sides of the fence, that despair or that disappointment or the hurt, through to the joy, the uplifted spirit of being in a positive place. And that sort of comes through on this track as well. There's a lot of fun production involved on this, from hand slapping the jeans through to shaking the mint canister, keeping it in, I guess, a kind of lo-fi setting to record. It's a stripped back affair, but for that I like. And it was written in a fairly minimal way as well, on a ukulele. And she built up from that for this, the first track from an upcoming album. There's no date attached to it as yet. Probably another couple of singles, as is the want of artists these days. They sort of drip feed a few singles and finally the album drops. Anyway, Christine Jane, Ruby Shoes is the name for it. And I'll try and put a link to her video so you can see that as well. We started with the music of Mater and I'm Afraid of Everything from the album Best Wishes. This is 1, 2, 3, 4. Grant Lee Phillips was a chap who I was really excited that was a part of my old program, The Sleeve. We conducted an interview and he was great because he recorded it at his end and sent it to me. And so I put together something that sounded like we're in the same room together. This is a chap whose work as Grant Lee Buffalo first caught my attention in the 90s, and the song Fuzzy is one of my all-time favourites. And while that sort of pinpointing him into one sort of sound, he's had many albums after that. In fact, I lost track for quite a while about his career. But he is also, if you're a fan of the show Gilmore Girls, he plays the role of the town troubadour and has continued to have this deep love of music, moved to Nashville and recorded a brilliant album in 2018 called Widdershins, which I, that must have been post, I'm trying to think of the name of the album he recorded when I spoke to him, but anyway, that I know I've featured that on, or a track from that on the podcast previously. Well, he's back with a brand new single, which, when you think of it, the song's called The Lowest Low, and he talks about being at a low point in his life. One might assume that it is around this time where you're stuck at home and you can't do much and you're feeling a little frustrated. But it was a song that he wrote prior to that, about November last year. He was on the road traveling through Italy and became ill but had to go on and do the show. And being the consummate professional that he is, he did just that. But he then had to face the fact that he had two more weeks of this sort of, you know, I mean, I think sometimes people, and look, it is lovely to go traveling and it's lovely to see all these places, but often the demands of touring, you know, you're there one night, you're up early the next day, you're off to the next place and just, you know, repeat endlessly. And it does have, I guess, it can be taxing. Now, there are many that do a 9-to-5 job and get bored and think, whoa, I wish I could live that lifestyle. You know, everybody's grass is greener. And in the case of Grant Lee Phillips, I think he was just wanting to be home, not doing very much. Anyway, he wrote this track, but he's finished it off during the period in which lockdown has been taking place. Have a listen to it. It's a really great tune from Grant Lee Phillips. This is Lowest Low.
You are the sun that faded, can that satellite in the sand. You are the brain coral. Mind was swayed by the sea. You are my opinionated love.
says yes and all opinion does. You are the calendar girl. The spaced out, two-faced singer. You are the one who's gone crazy. You are the rain who fell out of love. We are the long, the vacuous. The winds are plodding in the trees. The lightning's flashes matches thought. The shade in the shade with mismatched socks. The sun of the sun, the air of the air. Who does not know?
I don't know much about this chap, I've got to say, and that will be confused somewhat by a little liner note I read here. It says, Elvis Perkins has released three full-length collections of songs, two under his own name, Elvis Perkins, back in 2007 and 2015, and one under the band name Elvis Perkins. Okay. I'm not quite sure why it's a band as opposed to him. Look, anyway, he's just got his mates together and they've played and he's decided to call that the band name. The track that I just shared with you, Anonymous, is an absolute beauty. It's a track apparently that's followed him around for quite a while, like a shadow. A shadow that he got to know really well, and as he puts it, hardly at all. I couldn't say where all the melodies came from, some out of the blue, from somewhere and or someone else. I just know the moment I heard it, there was something mysterious about it, so perhaps I've tapped into his shadow. But I really, really like that track from Elvis Perkins. Good name. Good name. Prior to good old Elvis, we heard from Grant Lee Phillips and his latest work, Lowest Low. And for that particular recording, teamed up with Jay Bellarose on drums, bass player Jennifer Condos and Eric Haywood on pedal steel, and produced in his own little space. Grant Lee Phillips, very clever dude. You've been listening to 1, 2, 3, 4. Time to leave you with one last track. Now, we'll have a quick look. I think when I was listening to one of the tracks, probably the earlier Mini Bikes 80s kind of thing, I looked across to my pile of CDs and I saw a CD that I have loved for many years. I might have played it on this program. I definitely played it on the ABC to the point where the chap involved wrote to me and was very excited. So having a look across to my CD collection, I saw the release from Blue Coat Venture, which certainly sounds like it's sort of been lifted out of, say, 1983, 84, has a strong connection to the band China Crisis, in my way of thinking, although there isn't the sort of the dual vocals or some of the lush orchestration. There's certainly a lot of synths that well up on this particular release. And as I said, the album's called Island of Violets, and I think back in the day, I'm trying to think of the name of the track I played from it. It could have been the title track, actually. In fact, I'm pretty sure it is. And Blue Coat Venture made it into my end-of-year top 50 at the time. It's the music of Gustav Lofstrand. And this, as I said, it's just one of those albums that no one really ever picked up on. And it was self-issued by him. I don't even know how I got it. I think actually I found it online in a digital form and then he sent me a copy of it. So that's why it sort of stayed up front and center in my brain. We'll hear the opening track to close this edition of 1, 2, 3, 4 from Blue Coat Venture. This is I'm Taking What There's to Find. Thank you. sounds of Blue Coat Venture wrapping up this edition of 1-2-3-4. I've got to rush out the door and go and do some stuff at the ABC. Yes, it's still flip a coin and see what happens today for me. Oh well, at least I got work. I'm Paul Gough. I'll be back with more great tunes for you very soon. Don't forget full details at the PIMPod website.